AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spent a second day in Ukraine assessing its three-month-old counteroffensive and signaling continued U.S. support. He spoke of yesterday's deadly Russian missile strike in eastern Ukraine.
We saw the bombing of a market. 17 people or more killed, many others injured. A market. For what? This is what Ukrainians are living with every day.
A former Trump White House official has been convicted after refusing to cooperate with a congressional probe into the Capitol riot.
A short trial ended with Peter Navarro convicted of contempt of Congress charges after he defied the House January 6 committee's subpoena for documents and a deposition. Navarro was Donald Trump's White House trade advisor and later promoted the ex-president's baseless claims that the 2020 election was stolen. He's the second Trump aide convicted of contempt of Congress after Steve Bannon. The two misdemeanor charges each carry up to a year behind bars. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An escaped murderer on the run in southeast Pennsylvania has eluded police for an eighth day, and several major U.S. cities have been struggling with an influx of asylum seekers who have filled homeless shelters. Now those cities are trying to accommodate a corresponding influx of non-English-speaking school students. Lisa Dwyer reports.
New York City's shelter system was especially overwhelmed, but Mayor Eric Adams says the city's nearly 1,900 schools are well prepared to welcome migrant children into the classrooms. Others say there still is not enough resources to go around, with more than 91,000 arrests in August, making it the busiest month ever for apprehensions of migrant families with children crossing the southern border. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And President Biden is headed to India for the G20 summit. This is AP News. An American explorer trapped in a cave in Turkey is thanking authorities for saving his life. Ed Donahue has more.
A recently recorded video was released.
Mark Dickey from nearly 1,000 meters.
That is about 3,000 feet down. Dickey is an experienced caver who suddenly became ill during an expedition.
The quick response of the Turkish government to get the medical supplies that I needed, in my opinion, saved my life.
Dickey experienced gastrointestinal bleeding during his descent into the cave and was unable to hoist himself out on his own. He says he's feeling better.
Up, I'm alert, I'm talking, but I'm not healed on the inside yet, so I'm going to need a lot of help to get out of here.
Experts say the rescue operation could take days or even weeks, depending on conditions. I'm Ed Donahue.
Hurricane Lee is turning over the open Atlantic, currently a Category 4, though not expected to make landfall. Meantime, Tropical Storm Margo has formed. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.